This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for April 9th. I'm Paul Plack. The 53rd annual AEA International Convention and Trade Show launched yesterday morning in Kissimmee, Florida, with a two-hour session of rapid-fire new product announcements by exhibitors. Aero TV covered it with live streaming video. If you missed it, catch it in the archives by clicking the banner at the top of our main page at aero-news.net. PS Engineering chose AEA to debut its new PMA-8000BT, an audio panel with Bluetooth to allow smartphones to interface wirelessly with the audio panel. PS also introduced the PMA-5000EX, an audio panel for home builds which dispenses with a speaker amp and marker beacon receiver to come in with an MSRP under $1,000. Mid-Continent Instruments reports its lithium phosphate-based MD-835 emergency power supply has passed the rigorous testing required to win TSO certification from the FAA. Avidyne used AEA to introduce Integra 9.1, which allows you to fast-forward through your flight plan to see departures, procedures, and approaches displayed with data link weather overlays. Aircell says it will soon add a usage-based billing option for its high-speed internet products for business, military, and government, charging by the megabyte rather than a monthly flat rate. 4Flight Mobile 3 now has an available upgrade it's calling HD, optimized for Apple's new iPad. And the Solar Impulse has made a successful first test flight. The solar-powered plane is a prototype for a craft its builders want to fly around the world in 2013, powered only by the sun. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, U.S. Air Force Major Paul Brown of the A-10 West Demo Team tells us why he loves the Warthog. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.